Pat Hughes, Prairie Companies.
So let's talk a little bit about Prairie Companies before we get into Dakota LNG. Prairie Companies, where are you guys at? I believe you had four branches last we spoke?
Yeah, we have four businesses. We have a field services company called Prairie Field Services, and we move a lot of oil around the Bakken and the Powder River. We have a company called Flatland, which owns saltwater disposal wells. Got a small company called Prairie Housing, which we started to take care of our employees, although there seems to be a lot of housing, so I don't think that's much of a business anymore, but we do own some real estate. And then we've got North Dakota LNG, the one you spoke about, and that's, as you know, at the tailgate of the Hess gas processing plant up in Tioga.
Talk to me about the Powder River first. What are you guys doing down in the Powder River?
So we are moving oil in conjunction with marketing customers and the producers themselves. So we moved about, we've got 35 truck assets down there and probably, I don't know, 60 or 70 employees.
And how long has that been going on?
That's a good question. You know, for me, these conferences mark the passing of time.
Yeah.
So I would say that we started that at the beginning of 2015, so maybe 18 months.
Out of the four, which are you finding the most success? Well, out of the three, because you already answered that, the Prairie Housing is now just a real estate company, so.
Well, maybe that one. You know, maybe that one. No, I feel like we're doing really well. I'm proud of our employees and the work that they're doing, and, you know, it's times like this, as you know, Jason, where you have to focus on the operation of your business, and, you know, my philosophy is we're making money every day, we're just not getting paid yet. And we're doing okay. You know, we're all waiting for the, you know, this continued improvement in price. But I tell you what, our employees have done a hell of a job.
So talk to me about Dakota LNG. I love the photo of the first cup of liquid natural gas, you know, that was produced out of there.
Yeah.
Hess has been doing some exporting. Is that involved at all with you guys?
No, we're not. All of our products are used locally.
Okay.
I mean, in theory we could do it, but moving that product would really need to be by rail, and they're not doing that yet. I'm not speaking about Hess, I'm just talking about the industry in general. So no, we're using all the products locally, and we've met with a lot of success. I mean, as you know, the project got kicked off. We produced our first LNG in the fall of 2014. Mm-hmm. Perfect timing, right? Right before the peak. And from that time forward, you know, we got as high as 10 diesel replacement on 10 rigs. You know, today, that was when there was 200 rigs. Now there's, you know, call it 25. And we're on 4 rigs today. So there's two ways to look at it. You look at it market share wise, or if you look at it in volume. Clearly, we wish there was more volume. But you know what? We're well positioned. People like using it. Like I said, we've had to focus on the operation of the business, so we've gotten a lot more efficient in how we deliver it. Our employees have been awesome in the field. So, you know, we're looking forward to rig counts moving back up. We're starting to see a little bit of that, frankly. One of the things I didn't realize about LNG is, you know, it's a good leading indicator. And what I can tell you is people are kicking tires on fuel contracts. So don't be surprised to see a few more rigs standing in the very near future.
Well, I was going to mention, you're helping power rigs, right?
I am, yes.
And
we are.
How does that work to the average person out there? How would a gallon of liquid natural gas help a rig out?
Okay, so when you look at what powers a rig, they burn a tremendous amount of diesel fuel. And so we can put small pieces of technology in place to make them buy fuel so that they can burn some diesel fuel, but primarily be run on natural gas. So, you know, let's say a rig burns, I don't know, 1,000 gallons of diesel fuel a day. You know, we can cut that by 70%, and we can make natural gas, which is cheaper, cleaner, and frankly more efficient. We can displace that much diesel fuel.
Ron Gibson, he's a president of Questar Corporation out of Salt Lake City.
Yeah.
They're building natural gas filling stations across the United States for mostly fleet, you know, because they're doing them along routes that you and I wouldn't normally take.
Yeah.
But, you know, trucking companies coming out of Joliet, Illinois would take it.
Yeah.
Is that eventually who your market is going to be?
Well, that might be a portion of it. I mean, you know, we view transportation as a, you know, well, there's optionality in it, meaning it's not going to be our base load.
Okay.
But we think that there's upside there. I mean, to speak, you know, specifically about it, this is a great place to do it because people come home to the same yard every night. The issue with it is that we need 15-liter engines, and they don't have one yet.
Mm-hmm.
And the 12-liter engine for the loads that we're hauling, you know, I own, or our company owns, 70 trucks, and we would love to be using natural gas, but we need 15-liter engines. Cummins Westport had one in the pipeline.
Mm-hmm.
They've pushed it off for a while, so... Again, I think we'll see that in the coming years.
I was going to bring that up. I interviewed Jerry Moyes, Swift Transportation, largest trucking company in the United States. They were working with Cummins to try to get an LNG fleet.
Mm-hmm.
He thought they'd be at 10% by the end of the year. They didn't even make 1% by the end of the year. This was last year. And he mentioned that they couldn't get over the Rocky Mountains. There just wasn't the horsepower.
Right.
Is that kind of what you're hearing too?
Same. I mean, you need, for the loads that we haul here, you need a lot of torque. And you need a 15-liter engine. And it's coming, but it's just not, you know, everybody's feeling the effects of this downturn. And, you know, looking in the rearview mirror, Cummins Westport saw it coming a long time before I did, I can tell you that. So kudos to them, but I think we'll see it. And, especially if fuel prices move a little higher. And, we've got really inexpensive diesel in our market today because of the investments other people have made in the area. So it's going to take some time to correct, but, you know, we're in it for the long haul. We're not totally counting on, like I said, the transportation market, but, you know, we see it as something positive in the future.
I think the natural gas market's going to have a little bit of a boom of itself here. And the reason I say that is if you look at our gas prices, our natural gas prices, that's about $3. China's at $8, $9, $10.
Right.
Great Britain is at $15 to $18.
Yeah.
Well, a whole bunch of Americans put natural gas furnaces over the last 5 years in their housing, and usually record low prices only have one place to go. That's up.
Yeah.
So if you see natural gas prices go up $1, all of a sudden a lot of energy companies are going to have some money to spend on science projects and in infrastructure. Is that out of line to say, or?
No, I think you're reading it right. I mean, a lot of it's a correlation with oil, the correlation with diesel, and how they trade together. So, you know, if you're counting on using natural gas, you really have to look at it as a discount to current fuels, i.e. diesel. And when they converge or they mean revert, it's hard to make money. And that's the situation we're in right now. But as it starts to widen back out, I think your point's well taken. I think you're going to see a resurgence of gas. I agree with you.
What's down the pipe for you guys over the next 5 years? What's your 5-year outlook?
5 years.
1 year.
That's more realistic. You know,
5 years. Stay in business.
So, no, you know, that's more the shorter term. I mean, we went through it. I mean, I woke up prior to Christmas of this year, Jason, and I made a decision that we needed to make sure that we had the infrastructure, the liquidity, and the ability to stay in business for 2 years at the current level. So if you think back to January, you know, December, January, we were talking $35 oil.
Mm-hmm.
We've already seen a dramatic improvement. What do I see for a year? You know what I see? We're focused on selling out the production of our plant. And, you know, we do a lot of value-added services around our business, especially North Dakota LNG. But the reality of it is these are molecules. They're energy molecules, which means it's a commodity. And I've come to the conclusion that when you're in a commodity business, you have to participate in bad markets, and you get to participate in good markets. And you know what? This is not a good market. So we're going to participate. And when it changes, we're going to profit from it. So, you know, what am I focused on for the next year? I'm focused on that message to our employees that we're going to be here, that we're committed to the business, and that we're going to participate in this market, and we're going to reap the benefits when it turns around.
Well, thank you, sir. That's it. See, not too bad.
No.